See challenges. See if the company has any types of processes and procedures of challenging if something comes up on your background that may render you being disqualified. Now, this is gonna sound crazy because I know some of you are sitting here going, so what, you want me to walk into my employer and tell them, look here, y'all got some processes, so if I didn't tell y'all everything, y'all can get rid of me and I can fight it? Well, yeah, and let me tell you why I say that. I'm not trying to say that you need to go in there and drop the bomb, but what you wanna do is you want to put the employer in a position of knowing that, listen, I am confident that I've covered everything. I have a reason not to believe that. I have a reason to believe that I haven't failed to tell you something. But I want to make sure I can protect myself and protect my professional reputation if something were to happen. Is there a process in place? Now, don't get me wrong. There may be some employers where there's no processes in place. But some employers may have it, especially if you're going to work for a governmental agency. There's a pretty decent chance that there's probably some processes that are available to you. You want to be familiar with those. Why? Because early in your career, it may not be as crazy. All right, when I say that, meaning, you know, when you just get started, it's probably not going to be as big of a deal. Meaning, you're going to know everything that's going on. You know, when I started my first job in my 20s, I knew everything I'd done, speeding tickets, and, you know, and don't get me wrong, for those of you, well, did you ever do it? Yeah, because at the time when I started my job, I asked, when you're reading the different things, I said, do I need to tell you about speeding tickets? Because I have been pulled over a couple of times for that. You know, most times I just went to the safety course and got it, you know, take it off my record and kept on trucking. They were like, okay, that's no big deal. But when you get a little older, things you've done along the way that you kind of worked out accordingly, you start asking those questions because you start saying, well, wait a minute, I completely forgot about that. Because let me tell you something. I'll be 52 this year. Real talk. I can't tell you half the stuff that I did last week, much less something I did 20 years ago. So you want to know, not because you're trying to hide something, it's because, let's be clear, most of us don't walk around with a folder full of all the stuff that we've done. And if we haven't done a whole lot, it's not as problematic. But if we've had a few little scrapes here and there, it's possible that there's some things that may have popped up that you may not be aware of, or you just completely forgot. And you don't want to be burned by it. Trust me. So when you're going through this, you want to know, is there a process, whether it be a hearing, whether it be appeals, whether it be some type of explanation process, so that this way, and when you're telling your employers, you're letting them know, listen, I am not saying that I've done something in the past that should have you be concerned. What I'm saying is, I have been in the workforce for a while. In my youth, I may have done a few things that were dumb. I'd like to believe I've addressed all of them accordingly, but I can attest there's a possibility something may pop up. I don't intend to surprise you, but I do want to be able to protect myself in the event I need to.